Ironic, that title. The Slow Hot Wind. Lujan, I think we'll call it that rather than the other title. With studios Minneapolis, St. Paul, this is 830 WCCO. Morning, Roger.
Good morning. I say good morning. I'm not sure.
Not really. Not really. I leave you with this sad list that I'm sure you'll repeat a number of times this morning for the people who are awakening, who are concerned about friends and loved ones in the area of Tracy, which is in a very, very bad state this morning. I'm sure, too, you'll want to include this in your news. This report or appeal from Roy Onney, the director of the state civil defense. I gave it just a few minutes ago.
Okay.
All right, Roger. We'll
Roger
see you.
Tyler. Time now for the news on the Sunriser Show. It is Friday, June 14th, 1968. I'll change chairs there and get over it.
Lift microphone so I can see better. Should we have a... Do you have a beep-bitty-beep-beep-beep handy there, Mr. Janssen?
Here is the early morning news. This is Roger Erickson reporting. And, tragic night it was, and I don't know how much more tragedy we can take in these last few days, last couple of weeks. All the things that have happened. Tracy, Minnesota, sits stunned this morning, looking with disbelief at the damage done by the tornado that roared through the southern Minnesota town last night. And as the dawn breaks, they'll be seeing the damage. WCCO Radio News Director Jim Bowman in Tracy reports the twister went through the town at 7:02 last night. At least that's when all of the clocks stopped. Jim, our newsman here now, I know that Borman is in Tracy. He had had a report just a while ago. Is he going to be checking in again, do you know?
Jim is going to call us again between 5 and 6, and then again between 6 and 7.
Good. So we'll have another report from news director Jim Borman in a bit. The tornado swept through half of the town, cutting a 3-block-wide path as it went. When it left, 7 people were dead, 27 injured, 11 of them critically. 10 parties are still missing, according to State Civil Defense Director Roy Onney. The dead have been identified as Fred Pilatus, 66, Mrs. John Werner, 67, Mrs. Ellen Morgan, Mrs. Don Haney, a 75-year-old widow, Mrs. Barbara Holbrook, 32, Mrs. Charles Harnden, and a 2-year-old infant girl, Nancy Vasky. Governor Harold Levander, attending the Minnesota Republican State Convention in Duluth, ordered 150 National Guardsmen into the city to aid police and firemen. Tracy Mayor Johnson has issued a declaration of emergency and ordered all Tracy businesses closed today. The town has been sealed off by police and National Guardsmen, and sightseers are asked to stay away from the area. However, volunteer groups are needed to help clear the rubble and destruction in the town. But the State Office of Civil Defense asks that any volunteers call area code 507, telephone number 629-3460 before coming. We'll give that telephone number in just a minute. If you want to be part of the volunteer groups to help clear the rubble and destruction in Tracy, call this number. First, area code 507, dial 1, and area code 507, telephone number 629-3460. Do that before coming. Power is still out in Tracy with a hospital operating on an emergency generator. The armory is using a generator rushed to the town. Because of the nature of the destruction at Tracy, we tend to dwell on it, but other areas of CCO land were hit by severe weather during the night. Arnold's Park, Iowa, on Lake Okoboji, that's in northwestern Iowa, was heavily damaged by a tornado, but fortunately in Arnold's Park, no one was seriously injured. One wire service report said 50 people were attending a dance at a nightclub. The nightclub was leveled, but everyone inside escaped injury. Severe thunderstorms with high winds marched across Minnesota early last night, dumping heavy rains on large sections of the state. The Twin Cities were hit by three separate squall lines, and reports of heavy rains and winds came in from all around the region. Like I heard Franklin mention that at the airport, they said an inch and a third fell in that short time last night. And I know out in our area, about some 20 miles out of the Twin Cities, it had to be more than that. Walked past, we have one of those little wading pools, you know, and back. And as I recall last night, when I saw it, it was, maybe a half full. And this morning it was almost flowing over. I'm sure we had over 2 inches. So I imagine in some parts of the Twin Cities it was even greater than that inch and a third reported at the Weather Bureau. Believe it or not, there was some other news last night, but again, the tragedy in Tracy and other areas tends to overshadow it. And then we expect to be getting more reports on damage as the light of dawn breaks over CCO land. And repeating again, tornado struck the town of Tracy, Minnesota. 7 dead, 22 hospitalized, 11 critically injured. Most of the southwest part of town is damaged. Schools, churches, dozens of homes demolished, power plant wrecked. Tragic tornado in Tracy. Now 18 minutes past 5 o'clock, our CCO temperature is 59 degrees. Friday, June 14th, the day following the tragic tornado in Tracy, Minnesota. Right now we have reporting in WCCO News Director Jim Bowman. Jim?
Raj, I'm reporting from the main street of Tracy. Dawn is just coming up over this town, and it's now revealing the full measure of the havoc that storm created here last night. There are 30 blocks of this city that are damaged, severe damage, and an estimated 70 to 80 homes are so badly damaged they probably will have to be rebuilt. But the real hurt, of course, is the number of killed and injured. There were 7 persons killed, and there are some 21 still unaccounted for. And the feeling, of course, that today, under the bright sun, when they rake through the wreckage, they may find some additional bodies.
So, pardon me, Jim, 21 still unaccounted for?
That's right. Mm. 72 were treated at the Tracy Municipal Hospital here. It's a beautiful new hospital, incidentally. 72 were treated, and 22 are still there receiving treatment. 11 of them are said to be critical. This, however, is believed to be a relatively light casualty list in view of the extensive damage that was caused by the tornado that hit here shortly after 7 o'clock last night. A couple of messages that I've been asked to relay to listeners, Raj.
Mm-hmm.
One is this. Many people, of course, who have relatives here have been trying to find out what their condition is, whether they were harmed by the storm. But it's not possible to get through to Tracy by telephone. At least it won't be for some time. However, the Radio Relay League is set up here with radio transmitters, and they are handling outgoing calls. So now we're talking to the people here in Tracy who may be listening. They can get in touch with people outside Tracy by coming to the police station and having their calls sent out to those that they want to notify as to their condition. It's simply too much traffic to handle to take the incoming calls. Those calls will be accepted after all of the outgoing calls have been handled. The other point is this. We've been asked by the State Highway Patrol and the civil defense people to notify persons that it won't be possible for them to come into Tracy. The city is being closed down tomorrow. I shouldn't say tomorrow, it's now today. Friday will be a closed day in Tracy. The stores will not open. Traffic will not be allowed to enter the city. Now, that's not entirely true because the through traffic on Highway 14, which flows east and west through the city, that traffic will be permitted to pass through. However, they will not be permitted to stop unless they have received permits at the checkpoints at either end of town. If they have permits, they can then stop and only receive these permits, however, if they have business here. Many people in surrounding towns have indicated that they'd like to volunteer to help in a big cleanup job that's ahead. The mayor has asked that they get in touch with him by telephone before they come here. They should let him know what they're capable of doing, what tools they may have available to do that work with, and then he will tell them whether or not they're needed.
Okay, Jim, let me just double-check now for our own news story. Seven dead, 21 unaccounted for, 22 are still receiving treatment at the hospital, and 11...
of them are critical.
Critical.
That's right.
And again, on this, on telephone calls, you cannot call Tracy to check on people there, but Tracy people may call out to their friends or relatives by going to the police station. Is that
right? That's right, and then it will be relayed out by radio. There has been some telephone communication reestablished here. The phone I'm using, of course, is one of them, but it's very limited, and a great many people, of course, waiting to use these phones. And as a result, they are using this radio relay service to reach people outside. But for the present, incoming calls will not be accepted.
Fine, Jim. Anytime you can check in with more, do so, because I know a lot of people, a lot of relatives and friends of those in Tracy will be getting up at different times now and will be anxious to hear.
I will be calling back in again in about... a little more than half an hour. Just a moment, Roger.
Jim is checking with someone there. It's now 24 minutes past 5 and 59 degrees in the Twin Cities.
The day is dawning rather bright and clear here. It doesn't look as though any threatening skies will bother them in their work of cleaning up. There are two things that I should have mentioned. We want to make it clear that there are already some rescue squads, rescue teams from civil defense units in nearby cities from St. Peter, Mankato, Medina, Marshall, Waseca, and incidentally, Waseca, as you know, was one of the communities that was struck by a very severe tornado only a year or so ago. Sioux Falls also has sent a group in here. St. Peter group, incidentally, worked also on the floods of 1965 here. And these areas do band together and help each other out when they get into a jam of this kind, and it's really something to see. The Red Cross disaster strike team from Mankato was here right on the spot early today. And they've now been relieved by another team from Minneapolis that arrived within the last hour. I'm getting some notes written here for me as I talk with you, Raj.
Fine.
We have that with reference to communications, yes. I talked, incidentally, with the director of the state civil defense. He and his deputy were both up in Grand Rapids at a seminar on civil defense when they learned what was happening here in Tracy, And so they got down here rapidly and helped the county civil defense get organized and get on the job here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's about all I have to report at the moment, Roger, but I'll be back in touch with you later.
Fine, Jim. Jim Bowman, reporting from Tracy. It's 5:30. CCO temperature is 59. We're getting another report from Jim Bowman shortly after 6 o'clock. And we'll take the news now, and then we'll have that list of dead and injured from Tracy. From Studio St. Paul and Minneapolis at 830 WCCO. This is Roger Erickson reporting the news on this Friday, June 14th, 1968. June 13th is a date that will live in the memory of many Tracy, Minnesota residents. And as the sun rises this morning on Tracy, the stunned residents of that southwestern Minnesota town are beginning to fully realize the extent of damages done by last night's tornadoes. The three-block-wide path of destruction reaped havoc on half of the small community, killing at least 7 people, injuring another 22, 11 of those critically. 21 people are still unaccounted for. Power and telephone service is still out in Tracy. The hospital there is operating on emergency generator power. The armory, which houses the police and civil defense headquarters, is operating with a generator that was rushed to town last night. The town of Tracy has been sealed off, and only people with special permits issued at the city limits will be allowed to stop. Governor Levander ordered 150 National Guardsmen into the city to aid police and fire rescue efforts. As dawn breaks, heard the report from Jim Bowman. They will be getting more reports as they pick through the wreckage. The Red Cross Emergency Disaster Unit has been in Tracy all night helping to locate missing persons. Tornadoes struck in other parts of CCO land. Arnold Park, Iowa, was hit by a twister, but no one seriously injured. Tornadoes were spotted near Chaska and Brainerd, among many other areas. The rest under severe thunderstorm watches or warnings. Last night's storm was described as one of the most widespread storms in several years. I'll tell you again that Jim Bowman, who just reported in, direct from Tracy, will be checking in again shortly after 6 o'clock with another report. And that Jim said that Tracy people living in Tracy, are able to call out to friends and relatives by going to the police station, where the telephone message will be relayed by radio. You cannot call into Tracy. People who do not live in Tracy, want to get in contact with their friends or relatives in Tracy, cannot call to Tracy. However, any of you in Tracy who wish to make an outgoing call, go to the police station. And I suppose here we must add to those of you who are waiting for that call from your friends in Tracy, we expect that there probably would be a jam up waiting for these calls, so don't expect the call too soon. But Tracy people are able to go to the police station to make outgoing calls, which will be relayed by radio. We now have the name of another dead in Tracy, which makes now a total of 8 known dead. He is Paul Swanson. Paul Swanson of Tracy. Mr. Swanson's body was found in an open field near his car, which was found blown off the road south of Tracy. A total of 8 dead now in Tracy. The latest reported victim, Paul Swanson, a Tracy resident. His body was found in an open field near his car, which was found blown off the road south of Tracy. Tornadoes were also sighted, and official sightings, by the way, near Le Sueur, Owatonna, Round Lake, Janesville, Waldorf, Brainerd, Dodge Center, Montevideo, St. Cloud, Chaska. The list goes on and on. In Tracy, there was also damage to schools, churches demolished, power plant wrecked. And in other areas, a tornado ripped through the farm community of May City, Iowa, damaging several buildings and farms there. And numerous other reports of tornadoes from farm localities, especially in Iowa and Minnesota. A half-inch hail, that is, hail one-half-inch in size, pelted the vicinity of Rochester, Minnesota. We had an early report from Rochester Airport that half-inch hail covered the ground there. And there were many other reports of hail around the area. So if it wasn't hail, it was high winds or tornadoes or very heavy rain. 10 minutes before six, CCO temperature is 59 degrees. Just a couple repeats now, and we'll have the news in 5 minutes, and we'll be getting another report from Jim Bowman. But Jim reports this. 8 dead, 21 still unaccounted for in Tracy. Over 70 people received treatment at the hospital, 22 are still hospitalized, 11 are in critical condition. People in Tracy who wish to place outgoing calls can go to the police station. The calls will be relayed by radio. People outside of Tracy cannot call to Tracy, but people in Tracy can call out by going to the police station. Roy Alney, the director of state civil defense, has reported that the mayor of Tracy, Mayor Johnson, has issued a declaration of emergency. He has ordered all businesses closed today, has sealed off the city. Sightseers are asked to stay away. They will not be able to drive into Tracy without a permit. However, Alney said volunteer groups to help clean up the rubble and destruction are needed, but they are asked to call area code 507, telephone number 629-3640, before coming to town. Area code 507, telephone number 629-3640. Now the early morning news. This is Roger Erickson reporting, and brought to you by Lazarus Laboratories, developers of Lazarus Bovidine Plan for effective economical control of mastitis. Police, fire, Red Cross units, citizens, and volunteers are all helping to dig Tracy, Minnesota, out from under a devastating tornado that damaged or destroyed about half the town last night. At least 8 people are known dead, another 27 injured, 11 of these critically. Mayor Dale Johnson has closed the town, sealing it off to all but official visitors. He has ordered businesses closed today. Governor Lavender ordered 150 National Guardsmen into the city. Arnold's Park, Iowa, as well as the Chaska and Brainerd areas in Minnesota, were also hit by tornadoes. The damage was far less severe in these areas. We'll have more details on the Tracy tornado from Jim Bowman, our WCCO news director, who was on the scene, had reported in earlier, and will be checking again between 6 and 6:30 this morning. So stay tuned to CCO Radio, and he'll have the latest details. And also, a bit later, we will have another rundown on the list of those dead and injured in Tracy. 5 minutes past 6, CCO temperature is 58 degrees, and it's a nice morning, actually, in the Twin Cities. And
after all the violent weather we had, it's cleared up beautifully.
We either had rain, very heavy rain, high winds, tornadoes, or hail. Rochester, Minnesota reported half-inch hail last night.
You know, you sometimes get the impression with all of the violence we've had the past couple of weeks that things are never going to be normal again, you know?
But they always get back to normal.
They always come back to normal.
But it's a very tragic morning this morning, and as the dawn broke in Tracy, they're discovering how much damage actually there was.
Well, Jim Warman's going to bring us another report pretty quick, isn't he?
Right. Jim has been out. He reported to us until about 5:30, and then he was going to spend another half hour surveying the damage and talking to officials in Tracy to get another report, which he will present here on the air shortly. 7 minutes past six. CCO temperature is 58 degrees. Well, I'm sure if you were listening to CCO radio last night, you realized it was a night of violent weather. And the greatest amount of violence was a devastating tornado that ripped through Tracy, Minnesota, where 8 now are known dead, 21 still unaccounted for, 27 receiving treatment at the hospital, injured, of which 11 are listed as critical. A special message for people in Tracy who want to call out. If you wish to call out to your friends or relatives, go to the police station where your phone message will be relayed by radio. However, you cannot, people living outside of Tracy cannot call to Tracy because the phone lines are out. However, people in Tracy who wish to call out, go to the police station where your phone message will be relayed by radio.